Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Behind the Mic on member-supported Restoration Radio. This is the show where you get to find out about the lives of the hosts of True Restoration.
Sounds good.
It's a bit narcissistic, isn't it? Talking about ourselves.
But, a little bit.
Yeah, but it's good, isn't it?
I don't mind talking about myself.
Yeah, I quite like it. Well, if you don't mind it, Phil, we can start with you.
So, Megan, we better introduce ourselves because all they're hearing is our voice. So, Matthew Arthur.
Yes.
Host of...
Tradition and the Church. From the Pulpit and In Veritate.
And assistant producer, executive producer, is that?
Yeah, just got promoted to co-exec apparently.
Co-executive producer.
Yeah, co-exec.
So congratulations
on that. Thanks, mate. It's $1 million a year. I think it's pretty nice, you know. He's laughing because he knows it's true.
Yeah, I'm actually crying because you get more money than me. Phil Stone here too. I'm the host of Apologetics. Mm. And we're here to just talk a little bit about ourselves so you get to know who we are, the people behind the mic.
That's it. Well, Phil, we can start with you. Easy question. So you are married. How long have you been married? And how many children do you have?
So I've been married 19, coming up 20 years. So, gosh, people joke that, you know, you get less for murder, but happily married with four children, three mm-hmm. girls and a boy. And the ages range between 15 and 9.
Ah, yes. So no adults yet. Still children.
A couple of teenagers, a couple mm-hmm. of tweenagers, and one who's trying to be about 35.
Well, let's delve into something maybe, you know, a bit more thought-provoking, because you were in the military.
Yes.
And when you were younger. Well, in that time, did you experience anything that helped you in realising the religious truth?
Well, I got to know your father, mm-hmm. Damien. Yeah, in the military, we served together, and he was a devout Catholic then. And I think there's a couple of things that, firstly, I caned him for being a Catholic, caned by way of criticised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd been brought up with my Protestant parents and didn't really have a lot of interest in religion. I was a bit turned off it. But... he put me back in my place when I started to say things like you worship the Pope and you worship Mary and all these sorts of things, all the things that I thought I knew about Catholicism as a Protestant, even though I didn't go to church at all. But he said, you obviously know nothing about Catholicism, you know, in brackets, you idiot. And why don't you go and find something out about it and then come back and see me and see if you can criticise me then. So that led into a series of conversations where... ultimately, I couldn't deny the truth. Mm-hmm. The other thing I think was I spent 9 months over in Cambodia with the United Nations, and the prospect, I think, of potentially going into danger, you know, carrying live rounds and a live ammunition and a weapon,
mm-hmm.
or I might have to use it and fire it in anger, was, of course, you know, brings you fairly close to the possibility of your mortality. And that also added and weaved into... the fact that I was searching for the truth and I couldn't deny it. So it took a couple of years because I'm a bit of a stubborn mule. but finally, sort of Damien said, look, you know, what are you going to do? And I said, oh, I can't deny it. And so asked to be baptised and was baptised at the age of about 28.
Mm. Going a bit, delving out a bit, did you have any spooky stories? Perhaps you've talked about the God side, but did you experience anything perhaps from the demonic side while you were in the military?
Yeah, I did actually. You know, I think it wasn't that difficult for me to understand that there is a supernatural world, because when I was in the military, very young, we used to, for fun, have seances, and a couple of those experiences were quite frightening. And it was very real, and I just thank God that I was... I suppose probably protected by my guardian angels, nothing more serious didn't happen. But it put it down to stupid young, you know, I think I was 18 or 19 when these sorts of things happened. But that really conditioned me. I think that was providential, you know, that God allowed that to happen, because it conditioned me that there is actually such a thing as the supernatural world. Angels are very real, and so are demons, and you don't want to play with that stuff. But...